What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. I hope your Thursday is going well. Now, Daniel from Collective Shout is a youth advocate, and Daniel partners with schools and communities to challenge the porn culture and the sexualisation of women and girls. Daniel works with the young men across the country to reimagine healthy expressions of masculinity and manhood. And this morning, Daniel joins me on the line via Zoom from lockdown in Sydney. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Now, just a bit of a recap and a bit of a reset. We caught up with you, it feels like a few months ago now, when we had you in the studio.
Yeah, it was a whole other world back then. My goodness. I was travelling all across Australia, connecting with good people like yourself, having these conversations, and obviously unfortunate to be in lockdown now. So I'm grateful for yourself and the listeners that I can join you all here for a bit of socialising.
Well, it is good to see, we can see you because you're on Zoom, obviously, but it's good to have a chat to you again. For those maybe listening for the first time, Daniel, can you just maybe give us a reminder about this, what you actually do out there with a lot of communities and in particular schools and with a lot of young men?
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity, Mike. And obviously, I partner with Melinda Tankard-Reese, the movement director of Collective Shout, and we get invited into schools all across Australia and to different community groups to just look at how does the impact of sexualization of young girls and the objectification of women, you know, create harmful ideas and therefore harmful behaviors. And so my role very much in it is actually trying to celebrate and champion healthy masculinity, to push back on some of the ideas that media, pop culture, advertising, and in particular pornography gives young men. And so we unpack that. It's a very image-based, media-based kind of visual exploration of the challenges of negotiating this world, in particular with social media, with smartphones, and giving the young people in particular an opportunity to step back and reflect on, are these messages helpful? Are they helpful for their own mental health, for their own relationships, for their own ideas about what love and intimacy and sex should be?
Daniel, what sort of what age group do you target when you go to schools and talk to these kids? What does that look like?
Generally, high school, so it's 7 to 12. But we do get asked to speak to younger and younger audiences. And recently, we were in a school here in New South Wales, and Melinda took the 5s, 6s, and 7s, and then we obviously also spoke to the year 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12s as well.
Wow. You were talking year five.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously the messages are tailored to different age groups. I mean, what I say to year 12 boys is very different to what I say to year 7 boys. But at the same time, I think the principles are the same, trying to build in them critical literacy skills to look at the messages around masculinity and femininity that are shoved down their throats, and in particular, the hypersexualized nature of these, and giving them an opportunity to reflect. And quite often what we find is actually that the students are really okay and quite mature in handling this, because this is the landscape of their lives. This is the world that they're negotiating. And sometimes I think it's harder for our generation and older to recognize that they are being formed in a world, in a universe that is so different to the ones that even I went to high school in. And that's usually where I kick things off with the kids, because when I was their age, I had a Nokia 3310, whereas they have a smartphone with the whole world wide at their disposal. Yeah. So there's particular challenges for them that we haven't had to face. And that's where I think as an older generation, you know, we should be doing our utmost to help them through some of these challenges, to equip them.
Daniel, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Keen to find out about some of the feedback that you get from some of the schools that you have been to recently and the sort of questions that get asked. We'll take a break and we'll come back and chat some more. And for those of you that are listening, it may not be suitable for little ears as the subject that we're going to be talking about with Daniel. You are on 98.5. Back after this one. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line via Zoom today is Daniel from Collective Shout. Daniel, you've been over on the through Sydney and New South Wales and Queensland. You've been visiting a lot of schools. The demand appears to be getting higher from a lot of schools wanting you to come and talk to a lot of these young kids from as young as in year five right up to obviously high school. What has been, can you share some of these experiences have been like with these sessions? What sort of questions are they asking and what does that look like?
Sure. Thank you, Mike. And look, in terms of the questions, sometimes that takes a little bit of while to come through, you know, to be able to share and ask things publicly. What I will say is what does happen a lot, though, is a lot of testimonies, a lot of experiences come to the fore for both young men and women. So it could be young men saying that they had been themselves exposed to sexualized content, to pornographic content from a young age, or it could be young women sharing their experiences of sexual harassment. And so a lot of that comes out and we get to unpack that and obviously make sure that the kids get the appropriate support that they need, that they're the right channels both through the school and their families to get the care that they need on that. The most beautiful moments, though, have been when we've brought the young men and the young women together. We obviously have spoken to them separately and then we bring them in together. And it's not a point scoring competition about who has the most challenges right now, because there's obviously significant challenges for both of them. And what we actually do in that moment is try and get them to humanize and empathize with one another, that there are serious issues that they're trying to overcome as to what does it look like to be a healthy young man in the world. And there was one particular school in Queensland where this exercise happened, and there was this celebration of one another as they spoke forward what their hopes would look like between the relationships between the sexes. And this was an all-boys school and an all-girls school coming together. And it was one of the most profound moments, I think, of my entire time doing this, where there was this celebration, this humanizing, this empathizing with the challenges that they were going through as young men and young women. And for me, my take home and the take home from the teachers in particular was it's going to be a lot harder for them to treat each other poorly or not respect and honor one another when they've sat here, workshopped together, you know, on paper and then spoken to one another about these issues and listened deeply. And I just thought we just need more of that to bring young people together in opportunities where they can humanize one another. And it was just so profound.
What's the feedback like from a lot of the principals or some of the teachers involved? Are they a little bit cautious at the start? And what does that look like? What's their impressions afterwards?
Yeah, that school was definitely a little bit cautious at the start. And at the end, I think we all stood back and went, that went far better than we could have imagined, bringing the boys and the girls together. I think the feedback very much is, you know, we need to do something about this. And it's great that the conversation has started. And the feedback that we've actually had recently, in particular, you know, from the young men that I've received anonymously via the school, has just been extraordinary on that it's managed to get them to start to think, see things differently and to reflect on their own attitudes, their own behavior. And so for me, it's like there's got to be a catalyst. And in particular, for a lot of the young women, they haven't felt heard. And sometimes I understand that sometimes there's reasons and there's barriers and sometimes information doesn't get taken back to where it should. But being able to create a safe environment where their voices are heard and then the schools can act appropriately to make sure that these young women are coming to a place that is conducive to their learning, to their flourishing, to their relational and emotional well-being has been just one of the biggest encouraging experiences to share in of late.
So good, Daniel. You okay to hang on a little bit longer? You can't go anywhere. You're in lockdown in Sydney, so you ain't going anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be here all day if you need.
I'll put you on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. We've got some questions coming through. I'm hoping you can, you'll be able to unpack that shortly. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. My guest on the line this morning from Sydney is Daniel from Collective Shout. Back after this one. At 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line from via Zoom in Sydney this morning is Daniel from Collective Shout. Amazing work you are doing, Daniel, across many schools across the nation. I've got a question coming through. Thank you, Nina, for your question. Nina's asking about what can be done practically to help men address the issue regarding watching porn, to address the root cause in a healthy and constructive versus destructive way. What are your thoughts on that?
Fantastic question, and something that I quite often get at the end of a day working with the boys. And I think for me, I look at what are the external drivers and what are the internal drivers. So one of the classic lines that I say to the boys is, I hear all across the country that boys turn to pornography because they feel bored, sad and lonely. And they all laugh because they know it's true. And then I say to them, and then they tell me that afterwards they feel even more bored, more sad and more lonely. And so it's looking at what is that thing that they're trying to appease? What is that yearning? What is that desire there? And can we actually fulfill it in healthier ways? And do we see and recognize that going to things like pornography are so harmful in many different ways? And the boys get that at the end of the session. And some of the comments that, if you're okay with me to share that, are so encouraging. Show that there's that internal element, but also, boys, like, we feel for you guys, you know, like, you were growing up in a porn saturated age with challenges no one else has had to face. And if we actually look at your formative environment, we have to do something about this. And this is a couple of comments from a year 11 boy and a year 10 boy from a school recently in New South Wales. And one of them says, he says, media is saturated with unrealistic and unhealthy portrayals of sex. Many people are influenced to form indecent mindsets and behaviors. Everybody has a responsibility to stop this and confront it. It's like, wow, so profound. And, another young man.
Year 11, did you say?
Year 11 boy. Wow. And here's a year 10. These were sent through to me anonymously by the school, and I just have to share them because obviously we can despair a lot in space, but, you know, this shows us what happens when we give these young men the opportunity to sit back, reflect, and appeal to their better natures and their better instincts, the kind of young men that we can be involved in celebrating and championing in our culture. This young boy says, he said, how serious these issues are in Australia and how it is twisting what we think about sex and girls, and that it's ruined what love is and what it means for marriage. And we need to take a stand for these things. And I just think, oh, my God, thank you so much. And I think that's just it. I think when we present, yes, how ugly it can be and why that's not helpful for them, for their relationships, for their friendships, for their future, you know, partners, but also why there is something so much better for them that they can aspire to. And that's my hope for them, is to leave them critical of some of the messages, some of what culture's spitting at them, and in fact, actually want to cling on to this idea of what it is to be a healthy young man in the world and want to fight for things that are good and beautiful.
Daniel, so good. I love all that feedback. We'll take a break. You're okay to hang on there because I know you're not going anywhere. If you can hang on, we'll come back and chat some more. My guest on the line this morning is Daniel from Collective Shout. Back after this one. On 98.5, it is weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line this morning is Daniel from Collective Shout, youth advocate. Daniel partners with schools and communities to challenge porn culture and the sexualisation of women and girls. Love the work that you are doing, Daniel, across the nation. Getting a few text messages coming through. Thank you, Tara from Palmyra. Just some feedback, Daniel. Tara says it's fantastic. There are people dealing with this in schools. Tara says thank you. So that's good feedback. So thank you. Can you share some more feedback from some of the students? I love hearing the impact that it actually makes in these kids' lives.
Sure. I'll share the feedback, but within the context that I just want to encourage all listeners, you know, no matter what your role is, whether you're a parent, an older sibling, a friend, to just want to have conversations where young men are desperate for a compelling vision of masculinity, something to aspire to. And I'm not saying that I've arrived on that. I tell the boys I'm on that journey myself to becoming a healthy man, you know, to live a life that aligns with the values that I espouse. And so my biggest thing is I have these conversations because the boys just love it. And one of the most profound moments, I think, of nearly my life was at a school recently where after the talk, these boys on their own accord, they would have been, you know, 15, 16 years old, came up to the front and they, with, you know, tears in their eyes, wanted to acknowledge and speak to one another and actually apologize for how they treated one another and treated some of their peers. And real weight where they'd recognize that they hadn't spoken to one another as they ought to, that they'd really failed in how they should have been in terms of their empathy, in terms of their kindness. And it was just this most beautiful moment of restoration and reconciliation where there was forgiveness, there was apologies, and there was this real embrace with hugs and tears, mostly my tears, but it was just so profound, where then it was this then affirming, like, let's actually continue to encourage one another to be good young men, to actually speak words that lift up others, to call out bullying, to call out sexual harassment, to not participate and be a bystander. But they challenge one another after they'd acknowledged that they'd not necessarily lived up to their values, to then actually, how do we encourage one another to be that, you know, more fully? And it was just so remarkable. It's one of those moments where you just wish you could invite our supporters and everyone else in to just see how incredible and profound these moments can be.
Love that. Love hearing those stories, Daniel. Now, just to finish off today, I mean, you're doing an amazing work across many schools across the nation. What difference can we make if you're listening today saying, I'm concerned, what can I do?
Fantastic question. It's always a challenge. Like, I guess for us, it's just, we never want to be bystanders and walk past standards, you know, and that's always hard. And sometimes it's to be courageous in our own lives to confront certain things. But in practical ways, obviously would love listeners to invite us to your schools. Melinda and I will be back in the West later this year. We're just rescheduling lots of events at the moment. It's going to be a very busy back end of the year. And the other thing I think people can do at the moment is the government has agreed to a roadmap to implement age verification online so young people don't get exposed to adult content. Oh, so wow. They've agreed to that. But what we see is the government actually act quickly on that. We know that there's obviously challenges right now in the world. There's huge priorities, but we don't want this to drop off. It's been a great commitment. So I would just encourage everybody to contact their MPs. This is their federal MPs with what are they doing to ensure the government goes ahead to ensure age verification happens so that little children aren't stumbling across horrific content online by accident. So that would be my two biggest things to encourage listeners to have a think about, and something that we all can do. And I just want to thank them all for their time and the wonderful questions, and obviously to 98.5 for having me here today.
Pleasure, Daniel. Look, we love hearing the amazing work that you are doing in many schools, and we are looking forward to you being catching up with you when you're back in Perth, and hopefully in the not too distant future.
That'd be great, Mike. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Daniel. Nice to talk to you today. My guest on the line this morning on Zoom via Sydney has been Daniel, who is from Collective Shout. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.